The next question addressed by the group was whether tissue biomarkers can be utilized to select endocrine therapy in patients with estrogen receptor positive tumors. Dr. Ken Osborne began this discussion.
So the questions really are about this issue. Do HER2 overexpression and PR loss predict for less benefit from tamoxifen than to AIs? And how much data does one really need to make a treatment decision today? There are a lot of treatment decisions that we have to make that we don't have conclusive data, and it's part of the art of medicine to try and add up all of the different information we do have and then come up with a decision. Estrogen receptor is a nuclear factor. It's a transcription factor. It regulates gene expression through its genomic activity when estrogen binds to it. And this is probably what happens in the majority of breast cancers, and these tumors tend to be ER and PR positive. 60% of those tumors are ER and PR positives. There's also estrogen receptor outside the nucleus. It's in the mitochondria, it's in the plasma membrane, it's in the cytoplasm. Clearly, everybody that's looked at it finds that in some tumors, when you add estrogen, you can activate the growth factor receptor pathway dramatically, just as if you were adding a growth factor receptor ligand like Herregulin. And these tumors tend to be those where there's a lot of HER2. Or you could say the same thing for a lot of EGF receptor. And when you add estrogen to these tumors, not only do you regulate genes, but you activate the growth factor receptor pathway both in vitro and, importantly, I think, in vivo models by a variety of different techniques. The problem is that tamoxifen activates this receptor just like estrogen does, whereas fulvestrant does not. And obviously taking away estrogen would inactivate both of these receptors. And thus, the potential explanation for why aromatase inhibitors would work better than tamoxifen in tumors that have lots of HER2, because tamoxifen would activate that receptor in some patients, whereas aromatase inhibitors would not. These tumors tend to be progesterone receptor negative, and we keep ignoring progesterone receptor, which I think is just as important as ER in interpreting our data about endocrine responsiveness. The reason that progesterone receptor becomes negative when HER2 is positive in most but not all patients is that NF-kappa-B downregulates the expression of the PR gene, and NF-kappa-B is activated by HER2 signaling. What's the data then that progesterone receptor does predict for response to tamoxifen? Well, to me, the data are overwhelming that it does. Here is a prospectively designed trial published by Peter, a SWOG study, started in 1982, that all patients with metastatic disease got tamoxifen. Most of these had never had any other therapy before they were freshly diagnosed metastatic disease, the majority. And if one looked at the value of progesterone receptor, the trial was designed to address this question. By multivariate analyses, progesterone receptor was an independent predictor. Even if you look at ER quantitative levels, even with high ER, progesterone receptor still added. And it certainly did to patients with lower ER. That was the first prospective data that came after another 5 or 10 studies published in the early 80s and late 70s suggesting that PR negative patients responded less well to tamoxifen. To me, the data are pretty convincing. Now, what about HER2? Well, HER2 and tamoxifen, most but not all studies show less benefit if HER2 is overexpressed. Why don't all studies? Well, because not all studies are going to show the same thing. We all know that from clinical trials. There's problems with assay methodology. Preclinical studies strongly support the clinical data, so I tend to believe the majority of the clinical data, along with the biology, that HER2 does predict for a little bit less responsiveness to tamoxifen.